the girls' state volleyball tournament got underway yesterday with action in the two larger classes in 5A play yesterday afternoon. It was Cedar Falls disposing of Dowling Catholic in three straight games. Ankeny, a 3-2 winner over Linmar yesterday afternoon. Also, Ankeny Centennial beat Iowa City West 3-1. And West Des Moines Valley moves into the semis with a 3-1 win over Dubuque Hempstead. Those winners all advancing into the semis later this week. Class 4A play last evening saw Pella defeat Nevada 3-0. It was Bishop Heelan Catholic over Charles City 3-1. Dubuque Wallert downing Lewis Central 3-0. Wallert winning over the Titans 25-11, 25-12, and 25-17. Cedar Rapids Xavier also advancing with a 3-1 win over Marion yesterday. Action gets underway at 10 o'clock this morning with Class 3A play as Union will play Osage in a 10 a.m. matchup. Dyke New Hartford plays North Polk also at 10. The noon matches include Mount Vernon facing Sioux Center and Kemper Catholic battling Davenport Assumption. Kemper Catholic 28-1 heading into that matchup today. Davenport Assumption 28-8 on the year. 2A play dominates the mid-afternoon session as Western Christian will play Grundy Center and Unity Christian plays Mediapolis. Those are both at 2 o'clock. Then at 4 o'clock up in Cedar Rapids today, Central Lion battles St. Albert. St. Albert 26-4 coming in, 30-4 for Central Lion. Sumner Fredericksburg will battle Waterloo Columbus Catholic, also in a 4 o'clock matchup. The 1A matches in first round play will conclude the first round tonight. 6 o'clock this evening, Janesville plays Starmont, and Hudson will face Lawton Bronson. 8 o'clock tonight, it's Holy Trinity Catholic battling Sydney. Sydney coming in 33-3 on the year. Holy Trinity Catholic 35-3 on their season entering tonight's contest. Also a late match tonight, Audubon facing Springville at 8 o'clock. The Audubon Wheelers able to rally back from a 2-set deficit in a regional final with Grandview Christian to make it to the state tournament, and they hope they can start a little faster on the state tournament stage. Audubon will face a tough challenge in the quarterfinal round tonight in Cedar Rapids against Springville. The Wheelers had a week to let the accomplishment of being the first team in school history to head to the state tournament set in. Audubon head coach Molly Lang said it was a great accomplishment to come back and get the win in the regional final.
It's vindication that hard work pays off. I think that the girls put in the time and their mentality this year and the way that we've been playing, I think we deserve to be there. So it's great to see all of that come together for the girls.
Well, Coach Lang said they have focused in on now performing well at the state tournament and says the Wheelers will need to play a good game against a well-balanced Orioles opponent. Lang knows a key to winning will be to start faster than they did in that regional final.
To be successful down there, we're going to have to get out of the gate stronger than we did last week. I've been really impressed with our mentality, being able to come back from being down 2-0, being down 2-1, or even just within the match. But at this level of play, you can't do that. We're going to have to make sure that we're getting a jump on the gun and just going from there.
Well, Springville comes into the match with three players over 200 kills and two more with 130-plus. Oriole head coach Claude Howard said that balance is the strength of his team.
We're balanced, and that's a good thing. I think in previous years we've had a couple of kids who were I would consider exceptional and really helped us out and, to kind of take us to where we needed to be. This year is a little bit different with our group, our junior class, which all sophomores last year and played, a year older, a little bit more mature, understanding the game a little bit better, and it's been great to be able to look across the net and know that I think from any of the positions, whether you're outside, middle, or right, that we're able to score points.
Well, the Orioles played some pretty tough competition, especially to start their season, to prepare themselves for the type of teams they'll see in the postseason. We'll have that state tournament match for you live, Audubon versus Springville, tonight for you here in the Class 1A quarterfinal round at the U.S. Cellular Center in Cedar Rapids. The Orioles and the Wheelers will get it underway at 8 o'clock tonight. We'll have pre-match coverage at 7:30 this evening. Chris Parks will be in Cedar Rapids to bring you all of that action this evening here on KJAN. Well, the Big Ten has announced its schedule of Friday night football games for the 2017 season. The conference said Tuesday that the games would be televised by ESPN and Fox and that the game times will be announced later. Two games will be played on September 1st, Washington at Rutgers and Utah State at Wisconsin. Other games are Ohio at Purdue on September 8th, Nebraska at Illinois on September 29th, Northwestern at Maryland on October 13th, and Michigan State at Northwestern on October 27th. Big Ten officials said last week there would be 6 Friday night football games a year starting in 2017 and continuing through at least 2022. Those games are being added to the conference's new television agreements with ESPN, ABC, and Fox. The Big Ten already has had Friday night games on Labor Day weekend. College football rankings out yesterday. Slight change among the top four in the latest college football playoff rankings. Washington has slid into fourth following Texas A&M's loss to Mississippi State. The committee's first ranking of the season raised eyebrows because the unbeaten Huskies were behind the Aggies last week. Alabama, Clemson, and Michigan still hold the top three spots. Ohio State is fifth, but the Buckeyes still have a November 26th meeting with the Wolverines that could put them into the semifinals. Louisville moved up a spot to sixth, followed by Wisconsin and Texas A&M. Western Michigan is the first college football team with 10 victories this season. Justin Franklin and Fabian Johnson combined for 259 yards as the 14th-ranked Broncos rallied for a 37-21 win at Kent State. Franklin rushed for 134 yards, including a 19-yard touchdown with 8:27 remaining. Johnson added a career-high 125 yards rushing for the Broncos, who were down 14-0 in the first quarter before they improved to 10-0. Western Michigan quarterback Zach Terrell scored on a 1-yard keeper in the third quarter, capping a 20-play drive that gave Western Michigan its first lead at 19-14. Well, the third-ranked Clemson Tigers are losing a few key players a year early. Quarterback Deshaun Watson, tailback Wayne Gallman, and receivers Mike Williams and Artavis Scott are giving up their senior seasons to enter the upcoming NFL draft. Coach Dabo Swinney says that the four juniors are graduating in December and have informed him that this would be their last college season. The group has been essential in Clemson's rise into the national championship contender. Watson became the first player in the Football Bowl subdivision to throw for 4,000 yards and run for 1,000 yards last season as the Tigers won an ACC title, were ranked number one in the country, and reached the national championship game where they lost to Alabama. And in baseball news, the reigning World Series champions can also boast a pair of Gold Glove winners. Cubs first baseman Anthony Rizzo and right fielder Jason Hayward have come away with fielding honors. It's the fourth Gold Glove for Hayward, the first for Rizzo. Three Giants earned the hardware with catcher Buster Posey and second baseman Joe Panik each getting their first. Shortstop Brandon Crawford is the third San Francisco player in that group. Other National League recipients are Diamondbacks pitcher Zach Greinke, Rockies third baseman Nolan Arenado, Pirates left fielder Starling Marte and Atlanta center fielder Ender Enciarte. Rangers third baseman Adrian Beltre picked up his fifth Gold Glove to lead the American League recipients. Royals catcher Salvador Perez claimed his fourth. Astros pitcher Dallas Keuchel won his third. Also from the AL squad are Rangers first baseman Mitch Moreland, Tigers second baseman Ian Kinsler, and Indians shortstop Francisco Lindor, along with the Yankees left fielder Brett Gardner, Rays center fielder Kevin Kiermaier, and Red Sox right fielder Mookie Betts. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.